Now, it is our Christmas special, so let's take a seasonal dip into the underwater world. Helen Scales has been busy choosing the 12 marine critters of Christmas, and here are just three of them to get you in a festive mood.
As a marine biologist, I think there's no better place to get in the festive mood than among the weird and wonderful creatures of the ocean. So instead of partridges in pear trees, I've been diving beneath the waves to track down the 12 marine critters of Christmas. And here are three of my favourites. First up is a denizen of the deep that comes complete with its own set of fairy lights.
I've seen many, many weird and wonderful fish, but one of my favourites is a thing called the stoplight loose jaw, which is a deep sea fish, and it has some very unusual abilities. It, like many of the fish that live at depths like that, is capable of producing light. It has two different lights on its head, one behind its eye and one a bit further down its jaw. And one of these is blue, which is not unusual. A lot of the fish and other organisms at that depth use blue light because it travels quite far through the water. But the really unusual thing about the stoplight loose jaw is it also has a red light. And it's one of only three kinds of fish that can do this. Hardly anything else can see it. Everything's eyes are tuned to blue light. So the red light that's produced by the stoplight loose jaw is pretty much invisible. So it has its own private wavelength of light. We're still not totally sure what it uses it for. It could use it as a torch to sort of shine ahead of it as it's sort of swimming around looking for prey. Or it could even use it to communicate with other stoplight loose jaws. And, of course, everything else would be oblivious.
James McLean there from the Natural History Museum in London with a fish that glows just as brightly as Rudolph's nose. For my second critter of Christmas, let's swim out into the big blue to catch up with an ocean drifter that's just about perfect for this time of year.
So sea angels are a group of snails. They're not too distant relatives of garden snails that you would find on land in your backyard. They are very beautiful animals. You know, they have these transparent bodies and these giant wings. They look a lot like angels. But one of the really interesting things is that in Antarctic waters, Clionea antarctica has developed this evolutionary tactic to sort of make up for the fact that it doesn't have a shell. These sea angels have lost that protective ability, but instead they've evolved, or at least Clionea antarctica has evolved, bad-tasting compounds that it synthesizes. So fish and other predators learn very quickly when they take a bite of Clionea that it's not something that they want for a meal. This has led to actually a very curious interaction between sea angels and a totally unrelated group of animals, the Hyperiid amphipods. They're sort of distant cousins of shrimp and of krill. And these amphipods have learned that if they grab onto a Clionea and essentially hold it hostage and swim around carrying this giant sea angel on its back, fish and other predators won't eat the amphipod because it's got this bad-tasting Clionea carried along with it.
How crafty is that? Rob Jennings there from the University of Massachusetts, introducing us to the beautiful sea angels. Now let's meet an organism for which one set of sex organs just isn't enough.
The chimeras are probably what I would describe as the forgotten cousin of the shark and ray. Chimera in Greek mythology actually means a creature that's created from other bits of animals, which when you look at a chimera, you can actually sort of believe that. While chimera is a sort of a group term for these fish, within that there's individual species that are known as rabbit fish, rat fish, elephant fish. So there's a range of different names for different chimera species. When you get to the head end, that's kind of where it gets really interesting because sharks, rays and chimeras all use electrosense to detect their prey. And the chimeras have some very unusual modifications of their snout. I still sort of have trouble sort of imagining the mechanics of this, but the males actually have a retractable sex organ on their head. They have traditional sex organs as well, but they seem to have this other one as well. And to my knowledge, I don't know if anyone's actually seen it in use, but it is something that sort of slightly boggles my mind.
A classic example of sex on the brain. That was Matt Gollock from the Zoological Society of London.
Helen Scales there with three festive marine critters. You've got to love those sea angels, which make themselves unappetising by swimming around with another animal. hanging on to them, which doesn't taste very nice.
Well, I was going to make some kind of joke about you see enough at the office Christmas party of men who seem to have sex organs on their heads, and I'm not sure that five stoplight loose jaws is going to be taking over in any Christmas songs very soon.
I like the way you sung it, though.
Yeah.
But anyway, if you want to find out a bit more about the rest of Helen's picks as the 12 Marine Critters of Christmas, you can actually find them on a special edition of The Naked Scientists, which is called the Naked Oceans podcast. And you can actually find that at nakedscientists.com/oceans.